Now, I'm joined by a very special guest after a break of around a year. Turtle Bay are back, minus the TV part of their name. They'll be part of the lineup at Dreams Burn Down Volume 5 tonight, playing with a host of fantastic other local indie bands. We're joined this morning with Tom. By Tom from Turtle Bay. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Morning, Jess. Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. So good to have you here on Get Up Morning. Thank you for coming. I know it's early on a Saturday morning. How are things going for you guys after a pretty tumultuous 2022?
Yeah, pretty good. So we had kind of some big plans for 2022, but then kind of COVID came back and...
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This was like March, right?
Yeah, this is March.
Yep.
So we were going to launch a single. We decided instead of postponing it, we'd just kind of start getting into writing. And our keyboardist and bass player had a baby together during that time.
Aww, that was pretty cool. This is so wholesome. I love this for you.
Yeah. So it kind of all worked out well. We've got like a new set that we're starting to play around town. And yeah, it's good. We're trying to record it at the moment and try and have an album ready this year.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
So you're getting back to gigging late last year. What was it like to get back out there sort of again, you know, after COVID, after all these sort of changes?
Yeah, it was really nice. We had almost a completely new set. So that was, and that it was played quite differently, a bit more acoustic, a bit less distorted. And yeah, it was really fun to reemerge and to see our fans again and our friends. I've done quite a few solo shows recently as well, and the new material kind of fits that as well, so that's been fun to explore. So, happy to be back on the stage.
When you were saying emerge, I was definitely taking like the turtle thing like way too far, and I'm like picturing this little shell and it's just like, the little legs and the heads are coming out again. Okay, everybody.
Coming out of the sand.
So no more television.
No.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, the name's... We started out as Turtle Island a few years ago, and that was after a beach house song, and I think we chose that. I chose it when we were about 15, and we realised there were a lot of Turtle Islands around the world, places and bands. And
I love that when you get something that's so hard to Google as well. It's just like, oh, no, it's coming up with this actual place on Google Maps.
Yep. And there were a few bands as well. There's like a Turtle Island Orchestra, and they were, we noticed people were liking their stuff. Instead of, well, we were pretty sure they meant to like follow us or something, like friends.
But they liked Turtle Island Orchestra.
Yeah.
Damn.
So then, Turtle Bay TV. And it was kind of, I guess, to represent, for a long time, it had mainly been my project. And after kind of the last album, I was a bit burnt out and very ready for others to come in and start collaborating. So I guess the name change was kind of suggested as like a little marker of the project changing a bit. And also I think, yeah, just it's a bit easier to get on a poster.
That always helps too, right?
Yeah.
I like that. It's like just sort of like an evolution, like another little marker of time passing. That's cool. So you guys are a six-piece band, but sometimes you play as a trio or, as you were saying, solo?
Yes. Yeah. I think because we had Tom Beach, our saxophonist, was out of the country for about 6 or 8 months. So he's back now, but we haven't had a show together yet. So that could be seven piece again. But
keep expanding.
Just keep like six piece, but obviously with our keyboardist and bass player having a baby, sometimes four piece is a bit more easy to accommodate. And yeah, tonight we're doing a three piece show because our guitarist stretched his shoulder playing cricket, which is...
I like this though. You know, you got like a sort of, you can morph around what you need.
Yes. No, it's been good. I think for a long time we were like, no, unless everyone can play, we're not playing. And then you just have to say no to so many gigs because six people is a lot to get in a room. So we've kind of found, like, if we can get three together, we can still put on a show. And it's been good to be able to adapt and put on these different kinds of performances.
I really like that. You can sort of tailor it to different places as well.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, like, if you want to do, like, more acoustic stuff and things like that.
Yeah, and I think we're leaning into that a bit tonight. We'll kind of... It'll be hopefully still pretty high energy, but like acoustic, bass and drums. Yeah, try and lean into like a folky vibe.
Nice. So you mentioned earlier new tunes.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I was listening to a lot of like 60s country music last year.
I love it when people get on, like they just really get into a swing of something. They're like, man, I can't get enough of like this particular niche. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's it was something I like. Country music was, if my dad's listening, it was always something like, oh, I don't want to listen to this. But I finally came around and we kind of like a lot of the same music now and going to those kind of shows together. And yeah, like Flying Burrito Brothers, the Birds, and then more recent stuff like Wilco, kind of like exploring. I guess I really like acoustic instruments and guitars. I'm not kind of ready to give that up. And that was kind of a niche I hadn't really explored much. So a lot of my stuff is kind of in that direction. But then other people in the band, like Jarrah's, our guitarist, I guess it's more like Mac DeMarco-y, like lo-fi, groovy stuff. And then again, Lyric, our bass player's been studying a lot of production stuff. So that's going more like an LCD sound system direction. I guess at the moment, though, the live shows are still pretty like kind of guitar based. We're still working out how to integrate the sample pads and stuff in.
I love this though. This is such a good sort of mashing of things coming together.
Yeah, no, it's been fun to kind of experiment and I guess write as we're recording and kind of like maybe we won't be able to bring all of it to the live setting, but we can at least have this recording that's exactly what we want.
What can people expect heading along to your gig tonight?
So I think it's going to be a pretty, like, dark country folky vibe. I saw that the event's being billed as, like, post-punk, dark folk, gothy kind of thing. So I thought lean into that element. So tonight, I don't know, Neutral Milk Hotel, that kind of vibe, will be opening up. And we kind of jumped on the lineup because I think someone else cancelled. So we're kind of just keen to open the night, have a pretty fun set where we try out some new stuff and play some songs for the first time. And then I think the rest of the night should be super exciting. I haven't seen Super Naked since they expanded from a duo, so I'm pretty keen to see them. And you've got Vendors, Mood Punch and Terminal Beach. I think it's going to be a good one.
Now, Tom, you've got a guitar with you.
Yes.
Right now. Do you want to play something for us?
Sure thing.
I need my little hold music. Like, yeah. What are you going to play for us today?
This is a new one. It'll be the first time the band's played it tonight. It doesn't really have a name yet, but I thought it would be a good one to play because it references a few places around here.
I like this. Yeah. All right. Let's do it.
All righty. Let's give it a note. I remember seeing Abby May at the Bird solo on a Sunday. On the way home, I stopped off by Planet on Beaufort and rented a disc off the wire. It's since closed and was followed by the last blockbuster in Marley. Just off the Central Galleria we go. Get KFC, watch DVDs at my parents' home. Just got caught somewhere between what you enjoy and what you're willing to do to make ends meet. Taking a chance at a future you can look forward to. These birth pangs ain't something novel or new. Go home to a movie, relax. What if I could, but I ain't got no patience left. And I know it's only fiction, only words on a page. Still I'm starting to get thinking, almost everything staged. So I'm sitting in the aisles, I'm taking notes on the play. Till I start looking around at everyone's face. And I'm seeing all these actors, man, I'm struggling to breathe. So the line's broken down between me and the screen. Oh, these birth pangs ain't something novel or new. There's a language that solipsism, metaschism, the void and the sea. There's an ocean between us, you and me. out, man, they're gonna eat you alive. And they'll praise the ambiguity and turn a blind eye. Miss the meaning, try concealing, to cry and the lies. Cause there's a beauty between the lines. Better watch out, man, they're gonna eat you alive. And they'll praise the ambiguity and turn a blind eye. Miss the meaning, try concealing, to cry and the lies. Cause there's a beauty between the lines. Better watch out, man, they're gonna eat you alive. And they'll praise the ambiguity and turn a blind eye. Miss the meaning, try conceal it, to cry in the lies, oh, oh.
Tom from Turtle Bay, live here on RTR FM 92.1. Tom, I am loving that. I'm so excited to have you guys back. If you love that too, you can hear it tonight at Dreams Burn Down at Milk Bar tonight in Inglewood. Tom, thank you so much for joining us on Get Up Warning.
Thank you for having me. It was great.
You're listening to RTR FM 92.1, The Sound Alternative.